Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today, we have Kambiz as a guest. Kambiz is the Director for Persian Leadership Development at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in North Carolina. Hello, Kambiz. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. I want to say hello to you and our audience who they are listening to us through this podcast. I'm so happy for this time and thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with me and listeners out there. I'm so excited to get to know your story. I know you have a wonderful story, almost like a Paul's testimony in the New Testament. I'm so excited to get to know and hear your story today. So in this episode, we want to hear about your family and how you come to Christ. So let me start with the very first question. Can you tell us about your family?
For sure. I have two children and I'm married 25 years with my wife, who her name is Sepide. The meaning of Sepide is dawn, sun rising. And my son is 23 years old. His name is Kiarash. The meaning of Kiarash is brave king. Mm. And he's a student in UNC. He's studying pre-med. And my daughter is Tiam. The meaning of Tiam is my eyes. Mm. And she's 16 years old and she's in 10th grade.
Wow, wow, beautiful family with beautiful names.
Thank you.
Awesome, that's great. Well, the next question, very, very important and exciting question. So how did you become a follower of Jesus Christ?
This is a very short question and has a very long answer. Yeah. I was born in Iran, in Islamic Republic of Iran, and because I was born there, I was Muslim. So I grew up, but I grew up as a strong Muslim. I was the call to prayer man. And in 1997 for work, I moved to Cyprus. In Cyprus, I heard about the church where Iranian go and convert to Christianity. I was so angry. And I went to that church to help Azam, the lady who was Azam, to stop this movement, stop the moment of the converting to Christianity. After 9 months of fighting, arguing, and asking questions, God touched my heart. Mm-hmm. But this is not easy. You know, for the people who grew up in West, all the time they grew up with the name of Jesus as a God, even if they are not believer, if they don't believe that, but still they're hearing that name as a God. They grow up and that they need the moment God touched their heart and they give their heart to the Jesus. But for a Muslim, Jesus is a prophet, is a human. This is the so big gap between. So it was a long journey, you know. For 9 months, I was fighting and arguing with them and I couldn't accept. And I was trying to, sometimes I had a victory, you know, sometimes new believers turn to the pastor and say, oh, pastor, Kambiz is right. But God used two things to draw me to himself. The first one was the special love among church members. Mm-hmm. And the second, they were able to answer my questions directly from Bible. Mm-hmm. God used these two things to draw me to himself. But this is, I said, this is not the easy. I believed that time. I believed the Bible changed and is unclean. Is that I should not touch as a Muslim? Mm-hmm. I should not touch Bible. And they brought me Bible, and the first page I opened was the Ezekiel, and I read the 3-4 page. I put away, and I said, "This is unclean. I'm not going to read that. I should not let my mind and my faith influenced by this book." But my wife said, okay, let's read and fight with them. My wife started to read, and first day she said, I wrote 20 questions. So I called them, okay, we have questions. They came to our home, they answered all our questions directly from Bible. That was a very important part. And we had two faces, you know, inside the home, our conversation with my wife, and outside home, fighting with church. So inside home, my wife says, "Do you know what's written here?" I said, "What?" I said, "That things we eat doesn't make us unclean. That things go in our mouth, to our mouth, doesn't make us unclean, but that things comes out. That makes us unclean." So that makes sense. You know, all the next day, all day I was working and I was thinking about this sentence. As a Muslim, I was carefully, I don't eat, I should not eat this, this is not clean, this is clean, this is not Islamic way, halal. But I didn't think what comes out from my mind. That was very specifically was the a moment encouraged me to know more. You know, the second day my wife said, "Do you know what's written here?" So every day we had some knowledge, and based on that knowledge from Bible, we go and fight with the church too, because we wanted proof for church. This is change book. This is not the word of God, and there is no original of that, and is unclean. You should not follow that. So after 9 months, I said, fighting. I came to the point I didn't know who am I. Am I Muslim? Am I Christian? Everything we asked, they answered us directly from Bible, and makes sense. That there was a plan. God has plan in Bible from beginning until end. You know, God didn't leave us alone. And in Islam, you see, all the questions, they answered by the stories. But in Bible, everything makes sense. But I couldn't believe 27 years I believe something and I worship God and all of them was wrong. Wow. So I came to a point I didn't know who am I. Am I Christian? Am I Muslim? I lay down and say, "God, I want you make clear that to me. I don't accept like that. I don't accept you tell me this is wrong, this is right. 27 years I did all my best and now you are telling me it's wrong. What about 10 years later you come and tell me, okay, Buddhism is right. I don't accept like this. You should come down. You should show yourself to me. I want to see you every moment for 2-3 weeks, every moment. Even like the children, I didn't want to look at high. I said, I want to see you. Everyone, I want to see you, God. I want to see you, like the children." And after 2-3 weeks, I was in church. And worship leader, even he didn't open his Bible. Just he said, from John chapter 3, verse 7, the place says, "Wind comes and goes and you don't know from where and goes where." He said, it's very simple like this, but I heard a clear voice inside me told me, "Kombis, you wanted to see me? I came, same as this wind. You don't know from where, but I am inside you." I stood up, I went to the pastor, I said, "I don't know what you say." I knew, you know, 9 months I was fighting and asking questions, they answered, they explained everything. But I said, "I don't know what you say. I know one thing. God is here in my heart." And I went to my wife and I said, "Sepide, I gave my heart to the Lord." Wow. And Sepide said, "I'm so happy. Last week happened to me. I was praying for you." God touched our heart, same time together. And I, you know, when I became believer, our pastor, I think he thought, "Oh, okay, Kombis is not going to bother us anymore." But he was wrong, because after that moment, every day I went knock the door in his home and I asked questions about Bible, because I was empty. I wanted to know. I was like a sponge. I wanted to know. I had many questions. So every day I ask questions that he explained to me. And he was single, you know, it was okay if I go his whole night to them. So after a year, our pastor left and they church ordained me as a new pastor in the same church.
Oh.
After pastoring a year in Cyprus in 2000, I moved to Turkey in Istanbul. So I was praying, God, why you brought me to Istanbul? And after a while, God connected me to International Mission Board team in Istanbul, mm-hmm. who were working with the Iranians, and they said, long time you are praying, God, please bring some Iranians here to start house church among mm-hmm. Iranians. So God connected us together, and we started church God started the church, mm-hmm. and God used us. Amen. Because mm-hmm. Psalm 127 says, if God doesn't build a house, mm. builder cannot do anything. Yeah. So God started the church, and this was our privilege. God used us. And our house church started. And in 2002, some of our members, they came to the point and said, oh, we are believer right now. We cannot stay here because they didn't have visa. They said, we cannot stay here illegally. We cannot pass the border illegally. We should go back to Iran. So we lay hand, we pray for them, we sent them to Iran. So after 3 months, they called me and they said, we shared our faith and 15 people became believers. What should we do?
Wow. Praise God. Amazing. Wow.
So our ministry in Turkey extended to Iran, mm-hmm. to those people who we sent to the Iran. Mm-hmm. We sent back. So I feel I should go and help their ministry. But, because I was pastor in the building church in Cyprus, and also I was doing the house church, church planting and the house church pastoring in Turkey, government also knew about us. I was scared first. My wife said, if you go, they will arrest you, but let me I go, because is the less possibility to arrest me, and also if they don't do that after me, you can go. Mm. So first step, my wife took a trip to Iran for 2 weeks, and she came back, thumbs up, everything was good. Mm-hmm. So it was my turn. I took a trip to Iran for 2 weeks, and I went to any places, south, east, west, any places I knew there are two believers. I brought them together as the experience God gave me. Mm-hmm. I taught them, you are church, mm-hmm. not the building. Mm-hmm. And this ministry started to Iran. Some house churches happened that I believe that is the first house church history in Iran. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any at that time. So in 2002, end of the 2002, the last trip I was in Iran, my wife was in Turkey, I feel God calling me to go back to Iran. But my wife hated to go back to Iran because she had a good reason. She didn't want our children to grow up in Islamic environment. When I returned to the home, to Turkey, my wife said, how was your feeling? I said, everything was good. And said, no, how was your feeling? I said, everything good. I got afraid to say to her, but my wife said, I had my devotion. I came to Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. That things was benefit for me. I rejected until I received Jesus Christ. Mm. I feel God calling us to go back to Iran. That was an amazing moment. God touched my heart in Iran, touched my wife's heart in Turkey, mm-hmm. to move to Iran. So next, just took 1 month. Our life became again suitcases. Mm-hmm. We moved back to Iran. Mm-hmm. So I think our time doesn't let us to continue, but I hope for the next time we can explain about our ministry in Iran and how we came up to the U.S.
Mm, wow, that is so amazing. story. Thank you so much for sharing about your story of how God saved you, but not just you, but your family, your wife as well. Well, in the next episode, we'll love to hear more about your ministries. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.